It's the dead of winter near the Straits of Mackinac. Snow has piled up. Nighttime temps drop into single digits. But that is not deterring the Native American protesters at Camp Anishinaabeg. It was set up last summer near Levering in Emmett County to demand the shutdown of Enbridge Line 5, a peaceful protest by people who call themselves water protectors. Here now from Camp Anishinaabeg is water protector Sarah Jo Showman. And Sarah, explain the significance of the name chosen for this camp.
Anishinaabeg Camp. Anishinaabeg is who we are. These original people that were here first. So we're trying to convert this camp into like a permanent camp almost. After this is all done. As like a prayer camp and just living in harmony with the earth. Just how we used to be back before everything happened, you know? Like, we're trying to take it back.
And the camp was set up in August, and the intention is to stay there until what exactly, Sarah Jo?
We're going to stay camping until hopefully the pipeline's closed and there's no tunnel, no nothing, because that's what we want. We want nothing. But we might not stay in this exact location. I think we're going to get closer to the bridge or closer to where construction will be.
This is a real commitment to stay at this camp as a water protector. Sarah Jo, why are you there? Why did you take on this role of water protector?
To me, and how I live, it's like brushing your teeth in the morning. It's something you got to do, you know? It's almost as crucial as your morning bathroom break, you know? Right when you wake up, you go straight to the bathroom. That's how this feels. It's just as urgent as, to me, like that.
Why?
Because when I pass over in how I think, my ancestors are going to ask me what I did to protect this land that they gave me and they gave everything to me to live. They're going to ask me what I did, and I can't say that I didn't do anything.
With the camp set up in August, 5 months later, now we're in wintertime, how many water protectors are camping?
Let me see. There's me, my uncle, Morgan, Winona, Sean, Nancy, Noah, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 who are permanents.
And then do you have people kind of come and go as well?
Oh, yeah. We have people coming in and out all day, all night.
I'm interested if you have a sense of how many tribes are represented, whether there are people from outside Michigan, and whether there are people who are coming who are not Native American, but who feel a solidarity with you.
Oh, yeah. We have plenty of allies. I went to Standing Rock, that battle that happened in North Dakota about 2 years ago. It was my first time doing anything like this. And when I went out there, I met so many great people of all different backgrounds, of all different income backgrounds. Like, it didn't even matter. And they're all coming back to me now. So, yeah, we have tons of allies and people who come all day who are all different nations.
Because Standing Rock, boy, that got a lot of not only national but international attention. Is it your hope to kind of follow that path?
I want it to get that big because it's our Great Lakes, you know. Everyone relies on these Great Lakes. They're international waters. So this should be an international battle, but if it's not, I can do it. I'll do it if I'm alone, or I'll do it if there's a million people just staying behind me. It really doesn't matter to me at this point.
Sarah Jo, talk to us a little about what it is like. I mean, it's a little different than when you began this in August. So, you know, how much snow is on the ground? How cold is it?
It's so cold. Oh, my gosh. I was cramping up all day yesterday because it was so cold. We got about a good, I'd say about a foot out there. Good foot of snow.
What are you doing to stay warm here? Because you're all in tents, right?
Yep. We insulate them really well, and then we have a wood stove in there.
Keep the fires burning.
Oh, yeah. Got to keep them burning hot.
Take us through like a typical day at Camp Anishinaabeg. What kinds of things are you doing?
You wake up because it's cold, your fire went out. That's your alarm clock here, is if your fire goes out. And then you have to get up out of bed. I usually walk around the camp, and I try to make this camp better every single day. Like, whether that's cleaning up, minimizing everything, or trying to think of a better, efficient way to make a tent more solid. If I'm not doing any actions that day, or, like, there's no one planned, I try to make this camp better than what it was yesterday.
When you say actions, what kind of actions?
I'm sorry, I don't feel comfortable discussing those over the phone. I would have to have you here.
Why are you uncomfortable talking about them?
Because I've done this before, and I know, I don't know, I just don't want to get hurt.
Sarah Jo, you said to us a moment ago that you'd been hurt. How were you hurt?
When I was in Standing Rock, I did a lot. I didn't wear a face mask, so my identity was completely revealed, you know? And I got into a real bad car accident. And I don't know, it was just a real weird car accident. And like, all my uncles were on security, too, so, like, I don't know.
You're actually questioning what that accident was about?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, my tires would be slashed.
I want to circle back to what you described as you kind of talked about, you know, the fires are going, you wake up, it's cold. You try to make the camp better each day. I've got to wonder if you think of your ancestors as you do that. And does this make you feel closer in a sense of kind of the way they lived is what you're doing now?
Yes. And it goes for everything. When I touch the ground, I swear I can feel them. When I touch a certain tree, like, I swear, like, I can feel them still, you know. And my family comes from this area. I was raised in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, but that's a boarding school city, you see. Mm-hmm. So all the children got pulled from everywhere to go to there. But my family was from up here. And when I go to Bays, when I go to the Bays here, I can, for some reason, I can picture my ancestors rolling in all these canoes. And yeah, I feel very close with them here, closer than I've ever been. And I think that's kind of why I like being here, too, because, like, I'm happy for no reason. Like, I wake up smiling. I don't wake up smiling at home. This lifestyle makes me happy.
We have a new governor. We have a new state attorney general. And both have been very open about wanting to decommission Line 5. We know that Governor Whitmer asked Attorney General Dana Nessel to review that new public act that sets up the tunnel project that Governor Snyder wanted to replace the Line 5 pipelines with lines in a tunnel. What do you want to say to our new state leaders and to the legislature?
Well, I appreciate them for even thinking about it, for even talking about it, because I know it's hard up there. I mean, I don't know how hard it is, but I know it can be hard. And I really appreciate them doing that. But I don't fully believe in them and what they do. I'm sorry, but it's just the way history wrote itself. I can't fully believe them or her because look what happened the last time we believed them, you know? And I don't know. I hope they do for them, for their family, for their kids, for when they pass. I hope they do, but if they don't, I'm prepared for that.
And when you say look what happened, you're talking about back in the 1800s.
Yep.
If not earlier, yeah. What is at stake for you, Sarah Jo, and the other water protectors?
What is at stake is my home. My home is at stake. My first medicine is at stake. Everything's at stake. You know, my people come from this land. I couldn't imagine it being so toxic you can't even be around it, you know. And the citizens of Northern Michigan are going to have to clean this up, just like Kalamazoo, and that was Enbridge as well. We're going to be left with all of this from a foreign company.
As you're there in the woods, Sarah Jo Shoman, and you say you can feel your ancestors, what are they telling you to do?
They're telling me to fight. They tell me to fight. Even if you don't win, you fight. Because they fought. They fought so hard for me. They didn't even know me, and they were fighting for me, you know? I'm just hoping I make them proud.
Sarah Jo Shoman is one of the water protectors who's spending this winter dug in at Camp Anishinaabeg in northern Michigan, keeping watch over the Straits of Mackinac and calling for a shutdown of Enbridge Line 5. Sarah Jo, we want to thank you for talking with us on Stateside.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Enbridge, which is a corporate sponsor, sent us a statement which reads, in part, and I quote, "Enbridge recognizes the rights of people to express their views legally and peacefully and to discuss Enbridge's business and projects. We encourage active discussions on our operations and projects as long as everyone is respectful of those who live and work near our pipelines, including our employees and contractors and of our pipelines and facilities."